from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll make a call for you.
See the number on the matchbook is old
and a shout out. The WNBA All-Star Game was phenomenal the other night. It is by so far the best of professional sports All-Star Games. There's no comparison because they actually compete and play. The joke that is, they don't even play the Pro Bowl anymore.
Nope,
the horrendous joke that is the NHL All-Star Game. Major League Baseball, I guess, is the closest to mimicking an actual game, but it's just a TV show. And then the NBA is an absolute farce. This was great stuff with a lot of competitive tension involved because you had the U.S. Olympic team against the WNBA All-Stars. The WNBA All-Stars kicked their asses. It was great. And the fact that Arike Ogunbowale is not on the Olympic team is an absolute joke. She lit them up like a Christmas tree.
Scored like 34.
Like a pinball machine. Like Malzi in a craft beer house. I mean, it was 34 in the second half. She's the third leading scorer in her league. As Caitlin Clark said, Ogunbowale is the best one-on-one player in the league. You need a bucket. How is she not on the team? Diana Taurasi at 42 is on the team. And yes, I'm arguing WNBA right now, right here. They deserve the airtime because of the show they put on the other night. That was fabulous stuff. And then you had Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark on the court at the same time. They should both be on the Olympic team. Caitlin Clark is the best playmaker in women's basketball. I never knew this about her game, really, from Iowa. It was just, you know, this incredible long-range shooter. But much like Steph Curry, the part of her game that you take for granted or maybe didn't know about is her playmaking. She's the best playmaker in the WNBA.
She's the best passer of the basketball that I've seen outside of the handful of players.
And I'm not sure that Angel Reese isn't the best rebounder. She's like a rebounding genius. She's like Dennis Rodman. She's got this knack for it. And she had a great game. Clark did not have a good shooting game, but she almost set the record, not just for a rookie, but for anybody, with 10 assists. I think she was one short of Sue Bird, and it just made for great viewing. I mean, it was fabulous with all the storylines and drama involved. I loved it. And I loved the fact that the Olympic team just got hammered by these women, at least three of whom should be on that team. And shame on whoever picked the U.S. Olympic team, the women's team, for not putting Ogunbowale on that. It's not like she doesn't have a history of big shots. She's a regular 20-point scorer. And I know she kind of pulled herself out of the mix here. I think that was almost done preemptively because she knew she wouldn't get picked. That was the read that I had on it anyway. But wow, that was one of the greatest offensive basketball shows I've ever seen in my life. To go against the best players, presumably, in this country, and maybe a lot of the best in the world for sure, and light them up for 34 second half points. She's throwing stuff up from 10 feet behind the 3-point line. She's just unstoppable. I don't know that I've seen many greater offensive, like just blowouts in all my time watching basketball, and that's a long time. She just lit them up.
And they played actual defense in the game.
It was a great game.
And somebody said after the game, yeah, I hope we don't play that much defense in next year's All-Star game and we just all have a big shooting competition or whatever.
No, it's built in here, man.
It's because of Team USA versus Team WNBA. They're trying to get the team, they're trying to prove something in that game, where most All-Star games, you're not trying to prove anything.
Right. And Team USA will probably still win, and I'll be rooting for them, of course. I just think that I think if those two teams played a 7-game series, that the WNBA stars win the series because they're that much better on the perimeter, really. I mean, Aja Wilson for the Olympic team is the best basketball player in the world right now. But on the perimeter, they just got eaten alive. Anyway, you have a six-pack. Huge shout-out for the best all-star game in all of pro sports these days. Great for them. Great for the WNBA. I love this stuff, man.
I still think baseball's way better, but
yeah,
I understand your reasoning because they played they played actual defense. Typically,
don't. Why is baseball way better? The actual competition mimics the regular season,
right?
But you're not really trying to win.
It's the game in its purest form. Who's not going out there trying to win?
I mean, sort of. Are you sliding into bags the same way you normally would?
Sure,
are you stealing
like
bases?
I watched the entire game. It sure looked like
you're
it. Paul Skeens isn't going out there
one inning at a time. Does that mimic
a real
game?
You got 11 guys on the team. You're trying to get everybody in.
Exactly. So it's not a real game.
It's like a bullpen game. it's like a Tampa Bay Rays bullpen game for both sides.
Yeah, I don't know that I sense the heat of competition as much as I do the hey, we're on TV for a television show type thing.
The NFL, nobody hits you in the Pro Bowl. That's why it's flag football now. The NHL, it's 3-on-3, like an overtime game. Nobody plays any defense, tries to shooting competition in the NBA. Paul Skeens isn't throwing 90 or 85 because it's the All-Star game.
No,
and it's
that's
just
true.
An exhibition
that's
compared
true.
To 100.
It's the closest of the pro sports that mimics what happens in real games, but it's still, to me, not a real game when you're using 90 players in the game.
Ohtani's not trying to just, you know, hit some singles and a couple doubles instead of hitting the ball way out of the ballpark like he did in the All-Star game.
Do you have a six-pack, City Limits?
I do.
I'm ready. Wow, you moved fast to that. Where's Paul and Bob?
I knew Bob wouldn't be here. Paul.
I didn't.
Paul, I let you know that Bob wouldn't be here.
Well, you did, yeah.
I don't know where Paul is.
Paul, I think, is at a basketball tournament coaching. By the way, I was in a conversation with Claire, who sits out front here.
Yeah.
About whether there's actually anyone in the world named Jiminy.
Jiminy Crickets.
That's what she said. Other than the cricket, is anybody named Jiminy?
I don't know any Jiminys. No.
Could you look that up, IT, on the internet, if you
IT,
would?
IT Jiminy.
Look up, you know, Jiminy phone number, Pittsburgh. Is there a Jiminy anywhere in Pittsburgh? Jiminey. Somebody named Jiminy. Or if you want to call in, if you are named Jiminy or you have a relative, I'm very curious. That would be tough. That would be tough to grow up as a Jiminy. Because how do you avoid the cricket comparisons, right? Limits?
Yes. How would you avoid that? So, Jiminy, what's your nickname? Oh, crickets. You would name him Crickets right away. Hello, Crickets. Nice to meet you. Do you work at Cricket, the Cricket phone store?
Yeah, right. It's a lot to live up to. Do you play Cricket? Things like that. Jiminy phone number Pittsburgh. Are we getting to the Paul's Ice section of the show?
Have you
looking up something?
Have
on
you
the
found
internet?
It? IT?
Can't find anything.
IT? No, IT can't find anything.
Not a single Jiminy phone number, United States.
That's right. It's another Paul pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
I think that's the best drop we've had in a while.
IT, did you find it? Any Jiminys? No? No Jiminys. Sorry, Paul.
Is there a single person named Jiminy in the entire United States? There has to be.
Other than the fictional Cricket.
IT's given up already. You've just started your research, IT. Let's dig into this thing.
There's Jiminy Glick, fictional character.
We don't need fictional characters.
Yeah, fictional character.
I want an actual Jiminy. 412-928-9370. And I want proof that somebody is named Jiminy.
Created by Martin Short, yeah.
There's got to be one. Isn't it a name anymore? Or was it ever? Has there ever been a person named Jiminy?
The definition of Jiminy is used in phrases as an expression of surprise. So are you surprised that there are no Jiminys?
Here's something on Reddit naming my... Oh, no. I shouldn't say that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here, I'm going to walk into some X-rated thing like I did 3 weeks ago where everyone's going to be tweeting in.
That's right. It's another Paul pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
I really like that.
Oh, IT thinks he found one.
What do you got?
He found somebody in Las Vegas named Jiminy Lida.
Did you? Will you call him? Call him while we do the six pack. Just give him a call and ask him if he'll come on the air. Okay. Do they list a phone number?
Phone number, IT, maybe.
Maybe. Yes, that's right. It's another Paul pause. IT.
Oh, he has to pay for it to get the phone number. Oh, right. Yeah, it's not in the budget.
Yeah. Keep working. All right, I'm ready for a six pack. Let's go.
All right, here we go, Joe.
And this, by the way, is brought to you by Bet365, a weekly six pack. Okay.
Jordan Love will not practice with the Packers until he's seeking a new contract and until a new deal is signed. There is discussion out of Green Bay. It was a press conference that was held today that Love and the Packers are close to a deal, but nothing yet, as Jordan Love looks to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the entire NFL after Green Bay gave him basically a prove it deal a couple years ago and the season that he had last year, man. I mean, He looks like a potential stud and another franchise quarterback for Green Bay. Three in a row. That's never happened for anybody in the NFL before.
Jordan Love is an absolute stud, and he was the guy I was referencing before the break. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl. How do you like them apples? They almost did last year, City Limits. You laugh. He went into Dallas and lit them up. I don't know that people are aware of the kind of year he had. 32 touchdowns? 4,100 yards?
They're better than the biting kneecaps?
In his first year, they might not be in the regular season. But when it comes down to it, I'm taking Love over Goff, and I like Goff. He also ran for 250 yards and four touchdowns. This guy is a superstar waiting to happen, if not already happened here, Limitless Wonder. And he's got the Packers by the you-know-whats. This is a great power play on his part. Did you see what he did down the stretch? I'm going to look up some numbers here if you want to do that drop again. He had 8, 9... 11, 13, 16, 18, 21 touchdowns.
That's right. It's another Paul Paws. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
He had 21 touchdowns and one pick after November 12th against the Steelers, in which he had two picks in that game. The next time he had one interception. Over the next eight games, including lighting up the Cowboys in a playoff game. He's a star. And they've got people around him, and they've got what I think might be, you know, a top 10 to 12 defense. They're going to the Super Bowl, Limitless Wonder.
The fighting kneecaps are going to the Super Bowl, Joe.
Any luck with more Jiminy's IT?
The texters are chiming in and saying that you're getting it all wrong. It's Jim in E.
Jiminy. Yeah, that's fine. Jiminy. Okay, then somebody named Jiminy. That's what I mean. Jiminy
IT
Cricket.
IT found one.
I know, in Vegas, but we can't get the number.
But we can't call him. It would cost $6.
IT has to keep looking this up. I sense that he's resting on his laurels here. Next one in the six pack, please.
John Harbaugh on Lamar Jackson. Quote, the vision that we have together is that Lamar is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the NFL. No, not even close. Like, I mean, are we kidding ourselves here?
What did he say?
John Harbaugh said about Lamar, the vision that we have together is that Lamar is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history
of the NFL.
That's
okay for them to have that vision, isn't
it?
Why? Well, why shouldn't they? He's a two-time MVP.
They should, but why is that? Is that like a realistic thing that you can actually believe or process? For me, it's not. For me, it's about championships, which defines greatness as the best all-time. Greatness.
So Trent Dilfer was better than Dan Marino?
Greatness in terms of talent, ability, but championship is what sets you over the top. I mean,
I would agree with that for the most part. For the most part. And I was thinking about Lamar when I saw this story yesterday.
Like Brady.
In that if you want to be the guy, yes, you have to win the biggest games. But he is great. He's won a couple of playoff games, which is two more than another franchise I know. In the last 7 years, and he wins, man. He's 58-19. He wins all the time. He's 19-3 in his last 22 outings. Okay, so he's pretty good. That's a lie. He's 21-5. I was looking at the opposite. He's 21-5 in his last 26 outings. He's 58-19. He is really, really good. But yes. In order to be the best, let alone get to where Jim Harbaugh is talking or John Harbaugh is talking about, you got to at least get there one time or twice and win one. But then again, Marino is widely acknowledged, rightfully so, as certainly a top 10 and by many a top 5 quarterback, and he never won one.
The greatest quarterback to never win one. And I've always been like a Lamar Jackson hater's not the right word, but disbeliever, I guess, is probably the right way to put it. I mean, he was fantastic this year, and he changed my mind a little bit this season based on what he's done. But, I mean, Peyton Manning has five MVPs. Aaron Rodgers has four MVPs. Is he the great? Are they the greatest of all time? Like, they're very good. They're in the hall of, you know, greatest of all very good quarterbacks, not all-time great quarterback in terms of the number one guy. I mean, obviously, those two guys, Peyton Manning is top 10, top 5, whatever. We're talking about the best quarterback of all time. I don't see a path for Lamar unless he wins two championships, no matter what.
That's fair. But, of course, they have that vision.
Talent-wise, yeah, they can have that vision. But
they
what I'm saying
they
is
they should have that vision.
They should internally. Is it a realistic thing from people outside that building and organization
probably
to really
not
think that? No.
Probably not.
That's where I'm coming from.
But not a lot of guys have won multiple MVPs either. I wouldn't mind having him. I can tell you that much. Go ahead, Limits. Next.
Training camp starts this week, Joe.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes, it is.
My question to you. Who is your most...
I don't see IT doing any more work over there. He seems to be observing the show.
He is observing the show. Yeah. He's taking in the six-pack.
He should be diving into the name Jiminy and seeing if there's any in the United States and calling them. Go ahead.
Find more, IT. Yeah.
I think we got a number.
You got a number?
We have a number.
He's got a number.
Call him. Where does he live? Las Vegas? Is this the guy
in Vegas?
Yeah,
he's got somebody. Yeah, he'll call him during the break.
Cold call him and explain the situation. He may be alarmed when we call him.
He'll be very alarmed.
Okay.
My question to you, who is the most underrated team in all of the AFC? In your mind, going into camp.
Holy horse milk.
If you would like me to go first while you research, I can.
Yeah, I'm going to go into Paul's ice mode and start researching here. In the middle of
That's
a live
right.
radio
it's
show.
It's another Paul Pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
Man, I can't get enough of that one. That's pretty good. First, I would have to know the Vegas odds, like who's rated and where are they rated limits. Can we see the Super Bowl odds? Can you read me some Super Bowl odds in the AFC?
Yes, I'm doing my Paul Pause and looking for it.
Yeah, so am I right now. And this is the problem because we're both on live radio. 2024 championship odds. There's no way I should find that before you.
Well, I found it.
I'm old. Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals, Bills, Texans are your top five.
Yeah.
Then Jets, Dolphins, Browns, Chargers, Steelers, Jags, Colts, Raiders, Titans, Patriots, Broncos. The Jags missed the playoffs by a play last year. I think Trevor Lawrence bounces back. I think they're a pretty good football team. So, yeah, I would say the Jags are an underrated team. And the other one I'm going to pick, believe it or don't, is the Chargers. With the Jim Harbaugh effect. Oh, yeah.
You took both my picks, Joe. I love both of those picks. I love Trevor Lawrence. I think he's really good. He's got his contract. I like what Doug Peterson in Jacksonville has cooking there. They're going to rebound off of last season. I think they win the division. Houston takes a little bit of a step back. In the Chargers, Harbaugh, we've seen it. His success in the NFL is apparent. I mean, he took Colin Kaepernick to the Super Bowl. What is he going to do with Justin Herbert? With a roster that's been so good for 10 years but has not had the coaching. I mean, Brandon Staley, the incompetence late in games is what sunk them for years.
Yeah, it was horrendous. I didn't know Bud Dupree was on their team. I forgot about that as a backup pass rusher. The problem for them is limits that they... All their receivers are gone.
Yeah.
Name for me one of their top three receivers off the top of their head.
Mike Williams
right,
is gone. Keenan Allen, no. The guy from TCU, the wide receiver that was terrible last year.
Quentin Johnson.
Yeah.
He's not even listed. Here's their starters right now. Joshua Palmer, no relation to Jim. Ladd McConkey, maybe a relation to Phil.
Draft pick.
And DJ Clark Jr. Or Shark.
Shark,
yeah. If it's Shark Week, and then Will Disley is their tight end. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
No, you haven't. Nobody has.
He's played in Seattle.
And then they collected a bunch of Ravens running backs. Their top two running backs are Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. So if you believe in the theory that a star quarterback can get it done with basically any weapons, then I guess you believe in the Chargers. I don't know. I'm starting to back off now that I see their depth chart. What the hell is going on here? They have no skill players. Aren't you frightened about that?
Yeah. Because, I mean, when you go from Keenan Allen and...
Imagine if Herbert got hurt and they had to put in Easton Stick.
The Stick figure. They're completely dead in the water if that happens.
Their third string quarterback is Wilson Tennis Ball.
You could, you could say that about, I mean, how many guys, though?
I know. I'm kidding about that. I just wanted to say Easton Stick. What I'm not kidding about is their top skill position players are Gus Edwards, Josh Palmer, Ladd McConkey, DJ Shark, and Will Disley. Really? I take the Chargers off my list, but I'm keeping the Jags.
I'm still going with the Jags. I think that division, with Anthony Richardson, who knows, question mark. CJ Stroud completely stunned me with what he did last year. Did not think he was going to be anything close to this. I mean, maybe it's the Ohio State quarterbacks not being good in the NFL thing, whatever. But Lawrence, I think he's the most underrated quarterback in the NFL.
I thought he was bad last season.
He wasn't very good.
And he got hurt. But I agree that he should be good. Next. How far are we on the six pack?
Would you like to take the... We're halfway through.
Why don't you tease to the next one? Yes, tease to the next one.
The six pack turns to baseball with a fascinating question on the wild card coming up.
You've piqued my interest.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.